The Illinois Organic Growers Association held its second annual Organic Fest last week at Western Illinois University's Organic Research Farm. The association was established in 2011 by a group of researchers at the University of Illinois to help create a network for the state's organic farmers. Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell stopped by to ask some of the folks in attendance what organic means to them. We'll hear from conventional corn and soybean farmers, organic farmers, gardeners, and consumers alike, along with a little bit of homegrown bluegrass.
My name's Marnie Ruckert. I'm the coordinator for the Illinois Organic Growers Association. Organic, to me, I guess at its core level is taking care of the soil, first and foremost. But a general overall care for the land, care for the earth, the people, and the animals.
My name is Tori Zimmerman. I would define organic as without any use of pesticides.
I'm Jason Qualia from Chicago. We have a piece of land on the northwest side of Chicago that's just laying vacant that we're hoping to put an urban organic farm on. You know, people in Chicago want to see organic. You know, it's a big selling point. And not only that, you know, we have so much pollution up there. You know, adding more chemicals to the mix, just, you know, I don't think people would be for that.
I'm Kurt Forty. I'm 62 years old. And I grew up, everybody was an organic farmer back then. And I remember back in about 1960, when the neighbor came over and the first time that we sprayed atrazine on the corn. Well, my dad thought it was a wonderful thing because it was so easy to control the weeds. So the major difference, the only real difference between a chemical farmer and an organic farmer is their choice of weed control.
Hi, my name is Dane Hunter. My dad and I farm about 1,200 acres. We raise primarily corn, soybeans, and wheat. We use traditional herbicides and pesticides and things to manage our crops. So a lot of people look at organic as just not using pesticides, which is kind of a misnomer. I view organic as being just a holistic management approach. My dad and a lot of conventional farmers view it as, I think, kind of a gimmick. A lot of organic fields compared to a lot of conventionally herbicides managed fields just have more weeds in them, which is kind of a faux pas for the agriculture community, especially a lot of older farmers, where your merit wasn't necessarily gauged by your bottom line or your profit margins as much as having weed-free, pretty fields. There's a lot of behind the scenes chastising of organic fields. Not all. Sometimes they do meet even, you know, conventional farmer standards for clean, weed-free fields, but that's kind of the perception that a lot of conventional farmers have of organic fields.
I can see it. I used to be that way too. If I'd see weeds in somebody's field, I'd say, oh, what's wrong with him? But it's just a change in mindset. You know, everything you do affects the land and your food. So keep it simple and don't add synthetic, you know, non-natural stuff. My name's Tom Yukas. I have 480 acres farmed organically the last 8 years up in northern Illinois.
Hi, I'm Colleen Yukas. I think it's a whole food movement, going to healthier food. I think I was like a lot of other people that had the mindset that if food was on sale at a chain grocery store, that was wonderful and that's what I was going to buy. And I think my husband had a good point. When I didn't want to buy organic potatoes that were $2 a pound, he came to me and he said, look at this bag of chips. How much did you pay for this bag of chips? And I said, $3.58. And he said, well, how much per pound would that 8-ounce bag of chips be? So as my mindset changed, I'm really happy that he chose to start being an organic farmer, and I'm really proud of him.
Sure. That story was produced by Tri-States Public Radio's Abby Wendell. The music you heard in this piece was performed live at the event by the Lane family.